This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Rate cut hopes have fueled a rally in the Sensex and trade tensions, but have limited gains. It was a rather stable Tuesday. All that took place on this evening is what I bring to you on an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It was a stable Tuesday ahead of the outcome of the Monetary Policy Committee, but the street gave up gains in the last 1 hour of the trade. The BSE Sensex, which was up 540 points, failed to hold on to gains and closed above 37,000. Nifty 50 also failed to hold on to 11,000 levels as concerns over trade talks, currency woes and outflows from foreign investors capped gains. The final tally on D Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 277 points to close at 36,976, while the Nifty 50 closed 85 points higher at 10,948 on Tuesday today. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Going forward, we expect volatility to remain high in the near term and maintain our cautious stance on the Indian markets. Given the comforting inflation data and declining growth, expectations are rife for a fourth consecutive rate cut of 25 basis points by RBI in its policy meet on the 7th of August 2019. However, the commentary on growth and inflation would be more important to factor in deciding the course of the markets. On the global front, escalating trade tensions between the US and China will keep market participants on edge and cause volatility in oil prices as well as currency," unquote. Sectorally, the BSE Capital Goods Index rose 2%, followed by the BSE Telecom Index, which gained 1.9%, and the BSE Realty Index was up 1.7%. The broader markets outperformed the benchmark, with the mid-cap and small-cap BSE indices ending with gains of 1.4% and 1.7%, respectively. Top Nifty 50 gainers today included gainers like Bajaj Finance, Tech Mahindra, and Yes Bank, which gained between 3 and 5%, while on the losing front, we had Reliance Industries, Tata Consultancy Services, and Power Grid, which all lost over 1% each. Very quickly then, some stocks that have been in the news and made some noise today on the Lal Street. Shares of Divan Housing Finance Corporation, that is DHL, surged 32% after the company, through a resolution plan, assured lenders of no haircut on its debt. Shares of Amber Enterprises rose 5% after SBI Securities initiated coverage on the stock with a buy call. Indian bank shares rallied 4% after lower provisions and other income lifted June quarter profitability 75% year-on-year, but slippages remain elevated on a sequential basis. Burger Pains touched a 52-week high of 350 rupees and rose 3% after the company reported robust numbers in the quarter ended June. And finally, shares of SRF rose nearly 16% after the company posted strong numbers for the quarter ended June 2019. So today, too, we'll be keeping a close eye on DHFL, Amber Enterprises, Indian Bank, Burger Pains, and SRF. As usual, a quick look at financial markets elsewhere. Asian markets ended lower on the 6th of August on the back of uncertainty over US-China trade deal. Shanghai Composite shed 1.56% to close at 2,777.56. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.65% at 20,585.31. And South Korea's Kospi fell 1.51% to close at 1,917.5. But European markets are trading higher this morning as new industrial orders increased by 2.5%. In the month of June. This is month on month. Well, that's it. Those are the big highlights of what happened in the Indian financial market and indeed global financial markets. I'll of course see you later in the evening because podcasts don't simply end here on Money Control. As usual, there'll be stories of the day in which I will recap world events in about 20 to 25 minutes tops for you. And on Digging Deeper, we'll be taking a look at, the thing that everybody is talking about, the thing that nobody I can stop talking about Kashmir. So until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.